The wake up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
98kupd, it's Corn right there. Freak on a Leash at 7:12 in the Morning Sickness. And before we get going with the Brady Report, we have a special guest in studio performing live this weekend.
It's like a George Cantor intro.
I know.
Yeah. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, yeah,
that's
every
why
time.
I did it.
Performing live this weekend at Talking Stick Resort, Frank Caliendo. Frank? A special guest, George Cantor. And no,
he
friends.
Was, he would
He'd be the bigger George Cantor! So you got your show Saturday night, I believe, at Talking Stick?
Yeah, yes? Yeah. Yep. The Eric just put it out on Facebook. Thanks,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's nice.
What I did like you, to promote.
What
you, I'm helping you out, buddy.
You were what was your...
I said, go see Frank's stupid show at Talking Stick Resort. Right. Blah.
It's Eric's 40th birthday this weekend.
Oh, that's why you came
really?
In, right?
So, yeah.
Oh, man, you coming to the show to celebrate?
No. Hell no.
Come on, it would be fun. There's a casino nearby.
I like it. Even when I see Eric out in the real world and he's not being a jerk to me,
yeah.
he's
Isn't
still
weird?
A jerk yeah. to me. No, he's still, like, there's some sort of tone problem. He's like,
that's just
great shirt.
That's his demeanor.
Is that nice or is that angry? I can't tell.
Yeah. He's the fashion police off the air.
Yeah, right.
Runners around and
right.
points out everybody's clothes.
You got dressed up today. You
yeah,
look nice.
I did, Eric. Thank you for the promotional effort and the criticism.
Exercise is good. Yeah.
Very helpful.
I like your haircut.
Yeah.
It's a little military.
High and
well,
tight.
You know what?
It's not all. It's just my head's getting bigger.
Is that it? It's growing. You're growing out of your hair?
Yeah, it's
I
know how you're going to try. I bet you we're going to knock heads.
Just gravity will draw you together.
Yeah,
like
they'll
a
be
super
wider
player.
Than our shoulders.
Does it piss you off every? I mean, like you put on a hat and like, oh, jeez, it's grown again.
There, yeah. No, there's
can't
a weird
wear a hat
thing.
Now.
I've always had a giant head, and there's a weird thing that like when I eat, like if I have a hat on, like my temples,
it'll move.
You get the
hat,
muscles on the temple.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so strong in my temple area.
I've seen it. How much do you lift with those, man?
Oh yeah, I do about 250. I can go through bone.
Got the temple on the bow flex.
Does that doesn't happen with everybody, right?
I think I got flexing muscles on my...
Do they... Because when the hat goes up
it,
and down
you move
as
it while
chewing.
You eat, I think it's just you're eating too...
You're too eating
furiously
too strong.
Eating.
Well,
yeah.
I like to make sure I get you all taken care of.
100 chews. Not going down with big chunks. Well, it's good to see you, and your haircut looks nice, and I hope your time in the military works out.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, I do like the idea that your head still grows and your hair doesn't follow. It just shrinks away.
Yeah, my kids are pointing that out too now.
That it's going away.
Yeah, well,
how close until you shave it? It's pretty up there. That's about the time I got rid of mine.
Start thinking
really?
About
yeah,
it
when I got the U-turns like you've got.
I've always had the Eddie Munster going. Yeah. So
it's not a widow's peak. That's male pattern baldness.
Oh, is it?
But you still have enough thick hair that it's okay.
Yeah.
Mine started getting thin in the middle. I'm like, I'm not
I'm
dealing
just
with it.
Let's start Caesaring it, man. That's what they always do. You go to like the Tonight Show or something
Except
like that.
They Caesar your
hair?
And
they start combing it all forward. And I'm like, that just looks like you're that guy from Wichita State. They just, you know, it looks like you're, you know what you're doing when you're trying to hide it.
Did I tell you my last professional haircut was 1998?
That's not a pro.
Caesar.
That's
no, this is a homemade job here. In 1990, I still had my hair, and I had shaved it a few times, but I had grown it back, and it was a mess. And I was in Vegas, and I had to go to a wedding. And I'm like, you know what I've never done? It's gone to a super expensive barber. And I bet you Caesar's Palace has, like, a great
You
barber.
Are hoping they
and
can
they
fix
do.
You.
So I went up there, and this guy's like, how you doing? He's Italian. How you doing? I'm like, I'm good. Something up here needs to happen that isn't
Please
under my control.
Put hair here.
You're a professional. You got it. You got it. No problem. No problem. We sit down, and I just... How's your day? Huh? You winning? No.
he's not even cutting. He's just
no, it's
making
just above
those
noises. It's like TV haircuts. It's way up.
Not even cutting.
Puts this stuff on there. I'm facing
There's
away
hair
from the mirror.
Flying everywhere.
Facing away
upwards.
From the mirror.
It's, Someone
it,
else.
It was $75 to sit there for about 3 minutes. He spins me around. I've got the worst Caesar haircut you could ever imagine. He goes, how do you like? I'm like, oh, no. I look like every goddamn statue in the casino
here,
now.
Here, take off your pants. Show us your little balls.
Show us your little tiny pee-pee, huh? You're wide enough. You look just like the porcelain gods downstairs.
$50, you'll get a bust.
So, yeah. So, I give him another chip. Of $75 on the ticket, and I ended up $150 for the whole thing. I'm like, here you go. I walk downstairs, and everybody's like standing there because they're like, let's see what he did. Because I told friends about it, and they're like, here I come. They come out and just, ha, 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 this hysterical laughter breaks out. My friend Brian sees it, and another guy might, oh, there he is. He looks like the statues. I'm like, that's it. We went to Walgreens. I bought clippers, and I've been shaving it ever
since. I thought it was going to be like, Hail Caesar.
Yeah, they're not that clever.
But all it these was years, we've never heard this story.
Sure, I've told the story. It's been a while. Caesar's found this story before. He's heard it a couple of times. I tell Frank every time. That's how Frank and I start conversations.
How we, you know, I look at that, and I noticed you have the big thumb. Like, my son has that thumb.
I do?
Yeah, it's like a thunder. It's like a full
it's
finger.
It's a thunder?
Because Joey can palm a basketball now.
It's like a foam thumb.
Really?
Why do you like thumbs so much?
From that story, you got that?
Listen, people who are perceptive like John and I are with our character work.
That's right.
We noticed things. Joey had a great. He pointed out something about Michelle the other day. My wife, for those.
Joey is your child, and Michelle is your wife. Go on.
Joey goes. Did you ever notice when Mom tells a story, she changes whatever happened in the story? So
she's a liar.
So she's the hero.
Your son just called your wife a liar.
I go, that is brilliant. Where she's the hero. I'm like. Yeah,
he's getting tired of it.
Oh yeah, he's tired of it. We don't see him anymore.
He just doesn't live there.
No, all I hear from the bedroom is, "Oh yeah, you're dead."
He just plays video games.
He's either playing Fortnite or he's the Austin Bomber.
Watching the news. And outside the bedroom door, it's like room service. There's just a pile of towels.
It's not even that. They're just clothes. You walk in there and you're like, Joe.
Yeah,
clean this up.
You don't.
Are you
clean
in
it.
Here?
Yeah.
Are you? How old is Joey now? Can't see you.
I don't know.
You have no idea. He's close. He's circa.
He's tall. I think he's taller than me. And he was standing. Well, it's not much.
So
but
he's
standing next to me, and I go, I think you're taller than me. And he looks, and he goes, and this just smile started to come on his head, like, you're done, little man.
Yeah,
I'm only 13. This is just gonna get worse.
Finish you. Yeah, don't touch his towels, Frank.
Yeah.
Do not touch his towels. He's 13. He's in his room all day saying, oh, yeah, you're dead. You know what's going on.
Splattered.
Yeah. Airborne stuff. No babies for me.
Oh, jeez.
It's happening.
Did that just kill the music?
Yes, it did.
That line?
Yeah, the music left. The music left. On that note, it's time now for you to participate in this show, Frank. Are you willing?
No. This and
thanks
more
for
Talking Stick on Saturday.
That's right. Saturday. Tickets still on sale. Single seat and obstructed view.
Oh, there's plenty of seats.
Well,
I don't know.
Not for long, buddy.
Not
for long. So get on there now or you're going to end up in a single seat or obstructed view.
Do people buy the single seats? Do you sell those out?
Oh, yeah. Frank Show?
I don't. Honestly, I've never seen – there's lots – and you would think with my audience, there'd be a lot of guys.
A lot of loners.
Anybody.
I like when he does Madden. Will you shut up? I don't know you. I just do like it.
Those have to be the people yelling.
And they're doing parts of the show. Is that Scooby-Doo or Madden? I can't tell when he does it either.
I bet you do have a lot of single purchase tickets because guys who love sports, like Bob Kemp down the hall from the sports station, he's never been with another human being outside of this building ever
Isn't
in his
that
life.
True, and a lot of guys don't we have this? Brady's got to do something.
But I'm talking about Bob Kemp's loneliness now. Bob Kemp's loneliness would be a perfect.
Oh, I thought that was his name, Bob Kempfelonious.
Kempfelonious,
yes,
Bob Kemp.
Wow,
could
he
be.
Should change that.
That actually, it's Bob Kempfelonious here on the Deuce Deuce.
Yeah, especially
doing
sports
a Frank
guys.
Show this weekend by myself.
And again.
Gambo's got to be solo.
Six caller gets
his he wife just won't gives go away solo tickets.
I would go.
Gambo's coming.
Yeah, he's not
super
coming.
Hot wife
in his silk shirt.
Frank, I
got a sitter. My super hot wife will sit. I'm not coming
I'll
to your show.
The text. I'll tell you. I'll show you the text.
I would go.
I got a sitter.
But the hordes of people that would want to fight me because I'm golden gloves.
The other day I said I'd fight a kangaroo if I was out there in Australia. I would do the toilet flush the other way.
You ever heard our character Gamba Ding Dong?
You told me about.
Yeah. Look, sometimes I work out so hard, I wake up in the morning, sometimes I don't want to drive. I swim to work on the asphalt. I don't even need water. I swim all the way to work on the power of udon noodles from Payway. And my pillow water, my pillow windows, my filtrated water.
It's so great. He's never said an R at the end of a word.
No, ever.
Hey, Dan Marley.
Yeah.
Dan Marley. Dan Marley.
Yeah. It's great, but yeah. So anyway, Frank, enough of this. My sources say, look, I keep a handy-dandy notebook.
I stopped over there at Marley's. And Marley's brother,
Jeff Marley,
because he looks kind of like
a little bit like Dan
Marley, but he isn't him. And you just stand there and go, I know you. You
you're not your brother.
He's taller.
He's taller? You're the lesser successful Molly.
Molly. Molly. Do you ever get mauled like a Molly? Like Molly. I did when I was a little
Molly?
Boxer?
You ever go to Vegas and do Molly? Tripping on Molly. I don't need it. All I have to do is lick my sweat. It's a natural hallucinogenic. I got it from Golden Gloves.
He thought Brady was his fan when Brady met him.
And Brady met him, and he's like,
I like him.
I think I would like him. His sports persona on the air drives me bananas. He's like, he had Charles Barkley on once. Barkley's on the phone. He's like, Charles Barkley, of course, he's a legend, an NBA legend. Charles, do you have a fight? Do you have a box? I used to box. I was Golden Gloves.
Always turns it
like,
back.
How in the world is this interview going to be about you?
It was great. I just enjoy him. Yeah. I do.
I have my sources that says, without question, there's no doubt about it, mark it down right now, Nick Ahmed will be the Major League Baseball MVP. What? That will not occur. Look, he hit 268, but his presence in the locker room was unbelievable. He brought Peiwei noodles every day.
Predictions on trades.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. Frank will be here Saturday at Talking Stick. Are you coming in Friday, too?
I'm not sure yet. I got some deal.
You're coming in Friday.
Traffic.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming in Friday.
Because Friday you have to be here because Melissa Villasenor is here as well. Uh-huh. And she's a girl impressionist who actually is impressive.
She's very good.
Ooh,
compete. And she did stuff on the ESPN thing that I did, and she will not know at all
who you are.
Who I am. And we sat and talked.
That was your Liam Neeson, which was incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Incredible.
Go on.
It was incredible.
Well, yours isn't.
No.
You try. You'll get there. But she was sitting
next
to me.
She was also on Frank TV, though.
Yeah, she sat next to me.
Why would she do that?
For 30 minutes while she became Barbara Walters and I became Liam Neeson, and we chatted, and I guarantee you she won't have a clue.
No, I barely know who you are.
Yeah, I know. Well, wait a minute. That's not right. It's true.
Well, she's at, what, Stand Up Live this weekend?
I think so, yeah. You know what's great? The other day, a friend of mine, I said something about you having a show to a friend. He goes, oh, yeah, Frank's here Saturday. Hey, does he come to your house? I'm like, oh, yeah, we're together most days. Yeah. Why would you say that? Why would any man expect? Does he come to your house? Do you guys just, we
what's
sit and stare into each other's eyes.
It is funny when people, like somebody, the refrigerator repair guy will come over or something. He's like, what's Holmberg like? Like, people don't even care that I'm alive.
You know what the answer is?
Yeah. No, I always say superhuman. open up the refrigerator and see.
Yeah. He's in the freezer.
That would be great.
Him.
I should put a picture of you in there. Like, hey,
be weird if the only picture on your fridge is you and me.
Over. Whatever,
we'll both do it. Anyway, Brady, for God's sakes, it's time for you to do your job.
Come on, Brady. Yeah.
Quit slacking. Frank's holding you up right now.
Don't.
The Brady Report is brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And, of course, it's Wednesday at Hooters. All you can eat wings for only $14.99 every Wednesday at your favorite Hooters. And it brings you the Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
A couple of fun facts. The technical term for a burp is an eruption.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I got one.
I had two this morning.
The hardest languages for English speakers to learn: Arabic, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean.
That's the hardest language? All six of those?
The hardest languages.
Oh, languages.
English,
okay, the hardest language
to learn.
What's the toughest one of those? Is that in order?
Arabic.
You think?
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
Yeah.
Speaking Arabic, Frank?
Ugh.
Yeah, see? Multi-town.
Costco's $1.50 hot dog and soda combo is so popular that Costco's around the country serve 100 million hot dogs a year. That's four times more than all the Major League Baseball stadiums combined.
Wow.
It's still $1.50 there?
And at almost the same price when you add them all up.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll get three. Big Bird almost died in space. Carol Spiney, the puppeteer who plays Big Bird, was invited to fly on the Challenger as Big Bird to get more kids interested in NASA.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
But the costume couldn't fit.
Yellow feathers flying everywhere.
Poof. They're gone. They're all gone.
Except, wait, there's something.
What is that? One has flown away. One has made it. We'll have a story.
Oh, plummeting.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, it doesn't look good. Clearly, the wing of Big Bird has been broken. This is tragic. Also, batches of puppies falling out as the Challenger had puppies in space program. That's not going to be good. Can you imagine how horrified that would be, or that would have been for the
The kids.
The kids who, on board also, Big Bird, dead.
They probably would say, leave that out. But you can't.
The kids would know. You're watching it
because they've been grandstanding the whole time. There he goes.
Today's Space Shuttle Challenger launch brought to you by the number 6 and the word boom.
We take you now live to our reporter on site, Cookie Monster. Who cares?
Maybe they put the
thing watching. Ground? Air. Ground.
And there's stuff that came out recently about them being alive for some of it when they're falling down to the earth.
But they may not have been dead on explosion.
We have Oscar the Grouch with us. I knew it would happen.
told you guys.
They dumped Big Bird's ashes in Oscar's can.
What is
funeral service for on?
I just heard that.
Hey, hey, what are you pouring in my can? Lube it up first.
Why am I picturing his butthole?
Because he said and then we watch porn.
Oh, man.
A new
study. Would have been terrible. They should have sent up tons of Sesame Street characters, not just one. You can't just kill one because then Sesame Street's got to deal with it. They can't just bring it back. Like, Big Bird can't just show up again when he blows up in the Challenger. How would they have handled that? Terrifying.
A new study figured out the jobs where people feel the loneliest.
Turns out Mr. Snuffleupagus was real, and he is dead.
Snuffleupagus bones were found on the beaches of Florida as they continue to wash up, much to the dismay of children and onlookers.
Sorry, missed that one. What?
It figured out the jobs where people feel the loneliest and the least lonely.
Frank?
Stand-up so the three loneliest are?
Sports.
Lawyers, engineers. Really? Scientists.
I thought you were going to say sports. It's very general.
Yeah, damn it, ding dongs.
Scientists, aren't they working with other scientists all the time?
Yeah, watch not, the Bang Theory.
They parallel play.
Did I tell you the other day I saw probably the toughest guy I've ever seen in my life? Came up to me out of nowhere in my house, couldn't believe it, fought him to the death. Turned out it was just my mirror's reflection. Yes. I fought my own reflection until it died. That guy can't walk around my house anymore. Only one of me is enough. My hot wife can't handle it. Too many Payway noodles looking at me through those incredible Pella windows.
New eyes.
My brand new eyes from the eye center. I fought my own reflection, Brady, and I won.
Oh, that accent.
I beat it. I beat it to the ground. It's amazing. You couldn't do that. You're not strong enough to break the time-space continuum or whatever it is to beat up your own you.
62-year-old Dolores Graham lives in Ocala, Florida. She broke into a car on a car dealership's lot on Saturday because she wanted to take a little nappy pappy.
Oops.
Once she was inside, she lit up a cigarette and tossed it under the front seat after a couple of drags. The car caught on fire. And being a woman that broke into a car, she locked herself in and couldn't figure out how to get out.
You can't, you can't lock yourself in a car.
Well,
she cooked herself?
Dolores did. No, an officer got a call about a smoking car. He went out there. She tried to kick out the windshield, couldn't do it.
Because that's what you do when you're trapped in a burning car.
Yeah.
You break out. You
don't the officer helped her get out of the car and then put the fire out.
It's one of the best scenes in a movie, Defending Your Life, Albert Brooks, where he dies and then he has to go on trial to see if he can get into heaven. And that's the way he says heaven works. So these lawyers are fighting. Like, there's a defense team and a prosecuting team, and they're like, here's just 10 random acts of this man's life that proves he shouldn't be here. And one of them is hidden with a hanger inside his car, trying to open the car door from inside because he's locked in it. And he's got a hanger out the window, and he just looks like he's in – and the lawyer looks at him, just shakes his head, and he goes, I didn't know what to do. It's so great. But you can't lock yourself in a car unless you are trying to kill yourself. Is she dead?
No.
Oh.
Big Bird is.
Is she Big Bird?
No.
What character did she play? Dolores,
Beaker.
The old lady. Oh,
Beaker.
That's interesting.
That's just what came to your head?
That's the first one you thought of.
Sad, sad news.
really?
Yes.
Is that the last story
or
no?
Let's follow
up.
He's setting us up.
Next story.
Okay, I didn't know.
He was just sad about the old
lady. It was kind of a segue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Somewhat.
Don't expect those.
50 years ago, they asked kids to draw a picture of a scientist, and 99% of them drew a man. They did it last year.
Oh, no.
And now 100%.
A third were women.
And now they draw Indian men. So what's now it's
the
a third
sad news
women?
Is they're drawing women as scientists.
Yeah. That is sad, sad news. Because women lock themselves in cars. Well, it's over, folks.
I'm going to, well, we talked about this morning, but we'll call this Red Mountain News.
Okay.
Red Mountain Weight Loss News.
All right.
We end up finding a story that came out this week. Actually, over the weekend, they found this person. But as I was checking out the story, two others came up from, one was 6 years ago, the other one was about 5 years ago. So there seems to be a trend here.
Cautionary tales of
morbidly obese people. Okay. This guy was found fused to his chair. He had been stuck there for 2 years. He died, but he was found unconscious on the Sunday that he was discovered by his girlfriend.
Not in that order, by the way.
Okay, no, but his girlfriend was living with the guy, I guess.
Sure. He had a chick. How bad is it for Larry McFeely that a guy fused to his chair for 2 years has a girlfriend and Larry can't get a date?
Emergency rescuers came in. They wedged him free from the recliner, but it was so bad, the removal of the his
skin had grown onto the chair.
The one officer, this was in Bel Air,
like
Ohio.
Idiocracy?
The guy was 43 years old.
Well,
the one officer threw away his uniform after he came in contact with the dude because of the smell and the poop and urine and maggots in the house were so bad.
Good morning, Arizona.
The next one is a lady.
Scientist.
At 40 years old.
That plays Big Bird.
Former scientist, Gail Laverne Grines. They failed a six-hour attempt to dislodge her from her couch. She was laying sideways on the couch for
Well, you get stuck in that crack.
Yeah, it happens. If you have a good couch.
Yeah.
With 42 inches deep, you can get jammed in
really
that.
Really comfy.
Yeah.
Rescue workers were called in by her brother and girlfriend. Who informed him
that she was
having a breathing problem. The problem with the breathing was...
I don't know if this is the one, but this...
I don't know if you just put up a random picture of somebody in a bed.
There's a fat person in a couch.
In a couch.
This is Ernie.
180-pound woman.
From Sesame Street.
Trash was scattered all over the room, along with...
You just have fat people on the screen.
So what you've done now, Toledo, is just Google search fat people who can't get off a couch. And evidently we're loaded with those pictures.
Yep.
USA number one.
And then there's a Brady before picture of just his belly. There it is.
The guy's girlfriend in the first story said she admitted, you know, I would hand feed him, and I wasn't feeding him the best thing. It was mostly soda and fast food.
Yeah.
It's called being an enabler.
That's right. And you know what? At that point, what are you going to get him to work on the treadmill? Just give him his soda until he's done.
And this was the most recent. This happened in Georgia. In Buford, Georgia, two family members were arrested after a bedridden woman was found with her legs rotting and maggots crawling on her. Her husband, Terry, and her son, Christian, are the ones being arrested, suspicion of neglecting a disabled or elderly person. Authorities arrived at the home. EMTs took her about a month ago and put her back in the house on a transport, and there she was melding to the transport because she never moved from the transport for a month.
All these people had the same thing in common. They all saw Frank's show.
Yeah, and they laughed so hard they couldn't walk anymore.
Yeah, see how that happens?
Yeah. All I'm going to do now that I've seen everything I need to see in life is lay down and eat forever and ever.
And gamble at Talking Stick.
I'm going to do that. Frank Kelly at the end of the show. I have seen the light, and it is Frank. Bought one tree caliendo.
Hey, you want to play some slots and have some baklava?
The skin on her legs was black, and when the paramedics got there were cockroaches, maggots. They're all feeding.
Brady, that is racist.
Good morning, everybody.
That is racist. Just because her skin was black.
What happens when your legs are black?
That's what will happen to you if you're black.
Yeah.
You'll get...
Not brought to you by Frank Caliendo, I'm talking about.
Yeah. Somebody's pointing out that your delivery sounds severely constipated or explosive diarrhea and back. You feeling all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm
good. You've been diagnosed on the air.
How's your diet from yesterday? Did you eat good yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll end it with a radio video.
All right.
This is a motorcyclist. The helmet cam is the guy was inches away from a head-on collision.
Oh, good. Man, you've been uplifting.
Exciting stuff.
these cameras that are all over motorcycles. Is he in the wrong lane?
Yeah, he's driving right down the middle of the road.
He's back in Nam. We're back in Nam.
Oh, yeah. You have all... terrible decision.
Oh, gee, man.
That gets you off the bike.
Right down!
Very subtle.
That's what he gets for weaving in and out of traffic like a jackass.
Yeah. No, this is deserved. And also, by the way, Fonzie did a pretty good job getting between those cars. That was smooth. And he threw the bird.
Almost was the Malachi Crunch.
Yeah, could have been.
He's mad at the other guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How dare you use some of the road.
The downfall of our civilization is going to be the Vietnamese mobile camera.
Oh, sorry.
The mobile camera.
Because
everybody just wants to see themselves do stupid things.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's America's funniest home videos.
It's called culling the herd.
It's the warning before America's funniest home videos of saying, don't do these things on purpose. This, you know, all these videos have been, we're not going to do it if it looks like you're doing it on purpose. But the warnings become our reality. Like we love putting ourselves in positions for messes.
But that's,
so we can
somebody
go viral.
Sent me, somebody sent me a compilation. I can't talk about that one. No, somebody sent me a compilation video.
It wasn't spelled compilation.
It was spelled oddly with a U.
Yeah, there was a U in it somewhere. Vowels were wrong.
But it was all people doing stupid things, and they said, isn't this great? I'm like, no, this is just stupid.
You're encouraging everyone to kill themselves for our entertainment.
But why can't the herd get thinned? Why are these people living?
They're living.
I guess the people who don't aren't passing the videos around.
Wait a minute. So you're like against Jackass? Like when that was huge and stuff, you were like all against
it? Jackass was guys doing it themselves.
I know.
They weren't like people.
They were professionals.
Yeah, they weren't people.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing it.
Hold on, Eric. I'm going to give you props here.
For what?
Okay? Because you and a lot of other people.
Don't do it, Frank.
Jackass. Before Jackass.
It's true.
You're just the stunt guy from the radio show doing ridiculous things for $5.
It is true.
Yeah. Good times.
Or as you called it, doubling my salary.
But the thing that I think you're right about is that these cameras are putting other people who aren't aware they're on a video of this person's idiocy. And they're putting like regular folks in harm's way. Like, I'm going to ride in the wrong lane for a little while. And it causes problems for somebody else's
life. And they don't blur out the license plate.
No.
They don't take care of any of that stuff.
And dude, I almost killed this lady. She's in like trauma and she's a mess from it. She didn't know she was in on the joke. Jackass at least didn't just walk up and punch a stranger or shave his head. They kept it amongst each other.
They would do things to each other, not totally. It's like kind of combining Tom Green and Jackass,
exactly.
Right?
And that guy who did that fake video called Kicked in the Nuts, where he dressed as a clown and would just supposedly kick random people in the nuts. And then
you just got kicked in the nuts.
And then he'd point at the camera and go, wait, don't get mad. You're on Kicked in the Nuts. And they'd start laughing. Oh, my God, I'm on TV. It's great.
Who was that comedian we had in a few weeks ago who Facebook Lives constantly? He just sat here. Did the whole thing on Facebook Live. He has like a million followers.
The black guy.
Yeah, the black guy.
He had black
guy.
Lives.
Ryan Davis?
Right. Yeah, that's him. Davis. Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't do that, Frank?
No, I don't. I can't.
Yeah. I just don't have it in you.
Well, I mean, your star's starting to fade a little bit, so maybe something
just,
like
I don't
that
care
would.
Enough. I just let it go, man.
Yeah. You're just going to let it go?
He went through a phase where he was answering, you know, on interviews he'd answer.
You know what's great about
I've never done Periscope.
You know what's great about Eric saying your star's starting to fade? It's adorable because you're going to make his annual salary Saturday at Talking Stick. And I find that to be fantastic.
But I'm okay with it.
Are you?
He still has hope.
No, he still has money.
Yeah. That's part of the problem.
That's the
you got enough,
part.
You just start to go.
You stop caring.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm sure you're in debt up to your teeth. It's all right.
I actually am not.
I've had chats with Frank about
this. Yeah. I can remember about 5 years ago, you know, Michelle and I sat down and I'm gonna work a little bit.
I paid everything off. Yeah,
everything's
we did the math. We did the math.
Even my audience.
Yeah.
I got it before you did.
The best comment I ever heard Frank make was about 11 years ago. He goes, they're paying me an obscene amount of money to do Bush and Madden. I'm just going to do it until they die. Just make all the money I can on this thing. And that was like 2009. You're like, that's enough. And now you just do it for fun.
All comedians end up in a gutter somewhere.
People are happy.
That is true. Statistically, that is true. You will end up
You'll
in a gutter.
You'll be Mitch Hedberg out of this thing soon.
I'm getting there.
Not from drugs, but from some weird hanging. You're going to do some weird hanging.
When Joey starts a tour.
Yeah.
You'll have a big chip on your shoulder.
When you have to be the opener for Joey.
I'm telling you right now, the kid's funnier than me.
He'll get stung by a bee. You'll need to take care of him the rest of his life. He'll be in a bubble.
No. We give him peanut.
Does he eat peanuts now?
Oh, yeah.
He's totally fine.
No, but he'll tell people. He would tell people,
Like, he'll go up to his grandma and go, I'm eating peanuts tonight, okay? She's like, no, don't do that.
Yippee-yappee.
He just freaks out. He's like, he had her going for 15 minutes that he had lunch with Kim Jong-un.
What?
He just tells stories and lies.
So he's a liar.
Like your smile.
Oh, it's incredible.
Here we go.
The other day, he opened up the microwave, and he took back, like, he was attacked by it. Like, everything, anytime something moves around, he's like, oh, God. Oh,
it's dramatic.
He just
falls. He's Michelle.
Oh, he's funny.
He's turned into your wife.
No, he's funny.
With a sense of humor.
That's, yeah. I'll tell you, he is.
Parents always think their kids are the greatest, so. I get it.
What about the other one? I haven't heard you mention the other one. Yeah, in fairness. I
can't remember the name.
Yeah, the girl. She's all right. What's she trying to be, a scientist?
She's not funny?
Yeah.
She's
pretty funny, too. Yeah. They both are funny.
Which one do you like more?
Joey's the only one we hear about.
Do Sophie's Choice.
I try to save Juliet. She deserves it.
Make a Sophie's Choice now. You have to harvest organs for one of them. They both have an illness.
For the other to survive.
The other has to survive, but it's only through the use of the organs of the...
Oh, jeez. Save the boy.
It's going to be Joey.
Yeah.
His earning power is 30% more than Juliet's.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she works harder.
Yeah, but she doesn't get paid as
much. She's never going to get paid as
much. He doesn't have to work as hard, and he'll still top her by 28%.
I pick him, then I'm going to hashtag me too from her.
So what? You saved a boy's life. It's still a beautiful thing.
Boy's life.
We can make a movie called that. I don't think that's been done. Frank Kelly and Sophie's Choice. Yeah, nobody likes to make that choice. Well, Toledo's got one kid that lives there that isn't his. Your Sophie's Choice is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You kill the one that's not blood.
Yep. Without a doubt.
Yeah, and that's the way that his mother would do for your
kid. Yes, of course.
Like, totally slaughter Alex.
Yeah,
I
agree
with
that system.
Yeah, that's completely right. It's tough when there's blood, right?
Yeah.
That's why Sophie's Choice was such a good movie.
50% you. When there's 0% you, there's 0% anything.
No, this one's 0% me.
Especially love. 0% love. Toledo shows and has no love for that child.
Oh. Isn't Joey going to have a tough time being in your shadow? Like, are the kids screwing with him at school? Like, do impressions like your dad.
Until he learned karate.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
Here's an impression of Bruce Lee kicking your ass.
I don't know. He doesn't.
Is he going to be on heroin in 5 years?
Teach him the impression of Gambit Ding Dong.
He's got a heck of a leader. He's got Baxter.
Nobody will mess with him. Say, hey, you know what, teacher? I know we're talking about algebra right now. How does this apply to my Golden Gloves run?
Yeah, teach him an accent like that.
Yeah. Because I know
it's
that,
very
you know,
endearing.
You know what I like to do, Frank? Sometimes I like to go to Payway and I say, how many noodles do you have in the kitchen? They say, well, I don't know what. And you just go get all the noodles, cook all the noodles. I'm going to set up a weight bench. I'm going to lift noodles, 400 or 500 pounds of noodles, because weights are too easy. They're stiff. They're all made up for you. Noodles are hard.
Got to do stabilization exercises.
My core is so strong that I break weights. So noodles, that's the answer. Thousands of pounds of udons.
Do you think he buys Payway whenever he takes somebody out?
Buys? No, I imagine it and it appears.
They give him a black card.
I got a card.
Yeah. I got my black card.
I don't even pull it out.
I go up to the takeaway window and I take away whatever you ordered. That's mine. Payway's mine. You got something to say about it? I'll fight you over noodles.
Payway, pay your own way.
Yeah. The girl behind the counter said, what's your order? And I said, why do you want to know that? Don't you have any better questions? Like, how far did you get in Golden Gloves?
It's the Gambo drive-thru Pella window.
It's weird. Like, we sat there and she said, hi, welcome to Payway. Can I take your order? I said, well, that's not a very good interview question. How about you start with this? Were you a great boxer? Let me answer. Yes. Amazing boxer, Payway window lady. Anyway, I could go on for hours, this Gambo Ding Dong. He's fascinating with his. Do you like his facts? Do you follow him? He's always wrong.
I think that's part of the fun.
I think that might be part of the fun. That might be why he's such a
good
character.
I think the joke's on us.
Yeah. These guys think they're getting me. They're not. I just beat up my reflection again. I was reflecting in a pond.
When I was on the other day with him, he showed me this billboard of himself. I'm like, that's not you.
Who does that?
Who is that?
Who does that?
No, he does. He's like, take a look at that billboard.
Frank, check this out.
And I was like, well, it's like there's more hair. You look like you should be in a movie.
Well, some people say it's Lloyd Baker, the really big lawyer. But that's my body with Lloyd Baker's head. They had to use a body double. I'm the only one with arms that big. I'm 68 years old, Frank.
He's a powerhouse.
At the heart and lungs of an 11-year-old boy. Because I took them out of an 11-year-old boy and inserted them into my body. There's Gamba Ding Dong. When are you doing his show next? I got to hear that.
Probably tonight.
All right. We're going to do a game with Frank. We're going to give tickets away. Frank, you're participating in this show because you said you were. He's going to be here. Is it Friday or Saturday?
What?
The show's Saturday, right?
The Talking Stick Extravaganza?
Yes. The Frank Caliendo Super Extravaganza with George Kantner.
One night only.
He gets so mad when people get his name wrong. It's Kantner.
Kantner.
And then you'll see the trapezius muscles flex.
He starts getting a little Kantner.
Kantor.
It's at the Talking Stick this Saturday night, Frank Caliendo. One night only with his friends George Kantner and other guests. That'll be great. So if you want to get tickets, go to talkingstick.com. We'll have all the info on our Facebook and all that stuff. Frank Caliendo joining us for the rest of the morning. It's 98.
Station identification.